It's time now for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the games we all love. Now, here's Will Hampton.
Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. I'm Will Hampton, proud to be your host here on Catholic Radio Indy. If you want to contact me about ideas for the show, will@catholicradioindy.org. Yes, Labor Day is behind us, and this really, folks, is when the athletic season really swings into high gear. A new form takes over this week. The NFL gets started. Former NFL lineman Joe Wrights will join us here in just a bit on this week's show. He'll look back also at last Friday's high school football games. He's a big fan of local football, college football. He's just a football guy who's very, very focused on his faith and family first. Hey, high school football from last week, why not? Let's look back. Cathedral's thinking, don't, Will, because they've dropped to 0-3 after their third straight out-of-state game. They're involved, though, in the big game this Friday, Cathedral at Chatard. That's the game of the week. It'll be played at the University of Indianapolis at 7:30 on Friday. Chatard is 1-2. They lost to Roncalli last week, 21-7. Roncalli is 3-0. Cecina won the homecoming game, 40-20 over Park Tudor. Remember last week, we had Ott Hurley on the show, and Ott and his Crusaders are now 3-0. Ritter is also 3-0 in high school boys football. The Raiders beat Brebeuf 21-14. Brebeuf is now 1-2. They host Zionsville Friday, and Guerin Catholic keeps winning. They're 3-0 after a 27-0 win over Heritage Christian. Now, I mentioned Zionsville, and that's where newly ordained priest Michael Bauer went to high school. He played a little baseball there. And this week I had a chance to discuss with him his calling to the priesthood. When did that happen?
Got different stories. You know, everybody in seminary, I was with guys who had been doctors. I was with guys who had been coaches, teachers, and guys like me who entered seminary right out of high school. Some guys who thought they had the call when they were in second grade. Some guys who got the call when they were 40, and everywhere in between. And so a lot of different guys in the seminary. So for me personally, I never thought about the priesthood growing up. I didn't really know very many priests. And so it wasn't really something I thought about. I thought priesthood was for people preparing for the nursing home or guys who couldn't get a girlfriend or something. I just didn't really know much about the priesthood. And in high school, I had two really amazing priests come to my parish, Father O'Keefe and Father Dorr. Father Brian Dorr, and they just totally changed my idea of the priesthood. They were charismatic, they were convincing, they were intelligent, funny, normal, and I realized for the first time that priests are real people, and there's something to what they're doing. They're not just doing it because someone asked them to or because it's the right thing to do. They're doing it because they really believe in Christ and they want to give their life to Christ and His church. So that's basically what happened with me. After encountering them, I started really growing my faith and then ended up going on Destination Jesus, senior year of high school, having a really profound experience there, and ended up in the seminary just a few months later. So it was a very quick process for me. So that was kind of what the calling was like for me.
I know on this show, we like to talk to leaders like yourself who take something and build it and make it better. And it sounds like that's sort of what happened with you. You had mentors in your life. The two priests you mentioned who changed your life.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, yeah, you and I were talking just a little bit before this interview started about liking to build things, and that's certainly one of the things that made me want to become a priest. You know, I grew up in the church and just didn't really understand my faith, didn't really know why I was there, and then these priests came and changed that entirely. And I want to do that for others. And, you know, growing up, I always had this desire to do something great with my life, give myself to some great cause. And when I finally encountered Christ and the church, I felt like, wow, this is something really worthwhile. I could spend my entire life for this. And that's what I'm doing.
I know on this show, we will focus on a lot of high school athletes and younger youth, CYO sports, the young men who may be thinking about the priesthood, young men who maybe right now, like you were, you played some baseball at Zionsville High School, and you loved sports, and you were involved, and probably the priesthood, like you said, was the farthest from your mind, but something triggered. And that's maybe what, hopefully, maybe this show can do. Maybe there's a young kid out there in high school that's that's listening and sees inspirational stories like yourself. Do you see that? Is it a calling to evangelize?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right about, guys playing sports and all this stuff. You know, I played baseball when I was at Zionsville, and, I had it all. I had the passion. I had the drive. I was really into it. I had all the knowledge. I was lacking one thing. I just wasn't really very good at it. And so, I played baseball for a little bit, but ended up getting cut towards the end of my time there. The team got really good. Yeah. And so my time there came to a close. But, you know, one of the things that taught me, and I think this is for all the athletes out there, is, you know, you can't play sports forever. And eventually, you know, it's really easy in high school to think that, you know, that just consumes your life, essentially. What sport you're playing, what you got to do after school for work, who's your girlfriend, all these other things. And we tend to see things from a very short, narrow perspective. But one of the things that, you know, not being able to play baseball anymore for me did was it really taught me to look at life as a whole. And what do I really want to spend my life doing? What's the great cause I want to be a part of? So yeah, I think you're exactly right, and I think that's part of evangelization, especially for young men out there. There's all sorts of people out there in their high schools, in their communities, on their sports teams, who legitimately have a hunger for the truth and have a hunger for God, and nobody ever challenges them to actually ask those deep and profound questions. And I think that's our job as evangelists, to get people to see those big life questions that truly matter. And to try to help people to come to those questions and help them get some answers.
We're talking with Father Michael Bauer, ordained in June, and now is at Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville. One of the reasons why I wanted to talk with you, actually you inspired me to talk to you the other day. We were at Mass at OLG, and the reading was about the servants who had the talents, the one guy who had five and turned him into ten, another one had two and turned it into four, and another one who had one and buried it in the ground and still had one. That story, I think, is a great story about what we're talking about here, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, something we talked about at that Mass, something I shared in my homilies, you know, Catholics are notorious for not doing this. You meet so many different evangelicals or Baptists, and they're so eager to talk about their faith, and they're so eager to have those conversations. And Catholics are very much more the perspective of, well, I just want to be a charitable person. I want to be a nice person. I just kind of want to leave everybody alone, and hopefully because of my love, you know, they'll be able to figure out what I'm doing here. But, you know, every Catholic is supposed to be an evangelist. And one of the sad things about us, especially for men, you know, they say that over 50% of Catholic men don't get anything out of Mass. Over 50% of Catholic men couldn't explain their faith to others, couldn't explain to anybody what they're doing at Mass. And so it's very crucial for us as men to actually know what we're doing. And I think part of the reason why we don't is because we just simply don't take it seriously. Our culture is founded around sports, money, sex, all these other things. And we don't look at what's truly important, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know, I think about, shared this in my homily last Sunday, an experience I have, for example, going to different schools, and sometimes even Catholic schools, actually. Sometimes different Catholic high schools. I haven't experienced it around here, thanks be to God. But, you know, I walk into a high school, a Catholic high school, and I see these very phenomenal sports programs that are pursuing excellence, and these student athletes are challenged so much. And then I walk into the classrooms, and I see these big, thick science textbooks, these huge calculus textbooks in the math classrooms. Walk in a Spanish classroom, and I see someone reading Don Quixote de la Mancha in Spanish. You know, very impressive excellence. And then I walk into the religion classroom, and I open up the textbook, and it's full of pictures and big words, and it looks like a children's book. And I don't know about the listeners out there, I don't know what they think about that, if that bothers them, but, you know, it really bothers me when I see that. No wonder our young people don't take the faith seriously. Mm-hmm. They're challenged in every other aspect of their life, but then when it comes to theology, it's all about good feelings and being nice. No wonder people don't take it seriously.
So final thought, I know this is a big thought, but how can we take it more seriously?
Yeah, I think we have to be more invested in our faith, and we have to be willing to stand up for it. You know, there's so many resources out there on the internet to grow an understanding of our faith. But also we have so many good priests and so many passionate lay people in the church that are willing to talk with us and mentor us. And, you know, the bottom line is we need to stand for something. We need to be people of prayer. We need to be people of integrity who stand up for what we believe in. And I think if we do those things, I think it's pretty amazing when you actually commit to doing that, just how much you begin to grow and really do become an evangelist.
So a call to evangelize from Father Michael Bauer from Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville. Thank you, Father. He is an inspiration to all people, but especially maybe the young men who are playing sports. Maybe it's time they think about the calling to the priesthood. Who knows when that happens, like he said there. But he is a great man, and we wish him the very best in his new mission in life. Well, we're just getting started, really, here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Coming up, we'll talk with Joe Wrights. Joe Wrights, a former Indianapolis Colt, joins us next on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. Did you know that Catholic Radio Indy can now be heard at 98.3 FM in Anderson? We'd like to welcome all of our new listeners in the Anderson area. If you're listening to us in Anderson, please let us know. Just give us a call at 317-870-8400 or drop me an email at jim@catholicradioindy.org. We'd love to hear from you. And if you know somebody who lives in the Anderson area, do them a favor and let them know that they can now hear Catholic Radio Indy at 98.3.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, and of course, this show is underwritten in part by the Catholic Athletes for Christ. Let's welcome our special guest this week. I used to call him offensive lineman for your Indianapolis Colts, Joe Wrights. Now we say retired Joe Wrights. Joe, welcome to the show. How's it feel to be retired?
Well, Will, thanks for having me on, first off. And yeah, I get a lot of jokes and flack from people say, boy, I'd like to be retired at 32. And I tell them, hey, I'm not really retired. It's just kind of a career switch. And so I'm going through that process now. Had a wonderful time in my NFL career, especially the last 7 years in Indianapolis. Man, it was such a blessing to be able to play here. But, you know, it was my time to retire in March. And, you know, the more I thought about it, prayed about it, you know, God led me to that decision. And so now I'm loving life and loving my free time and looking forward to what's next and what the good Lord's got planned for me and my family.
Well, Joe Wrights, I know you played high school sports at Hamilton Southeastern. Then you went away and played up in what, Central Michigan, I believe, or was it Western Michigan? Western Michigan.
Western Michigan. They're the rivals.
They're the other guys, right? Michigan, you played basketball. And then, of course, for the Colts, like for 7 years. To be retired so young, does it help you probably focus on what I mean, you've got now a brand new career ahead of you out of football. And that would, to like you said, that's a special blessing, isn't it?
Yeah, it very much so is. And, you know, I like to talk to kids a lot and talk to them about, you know, your priorities, keeping things in order and having faith one and family two and school three and sports four, and would preach to them, you know, the value of an education first and sports second. So now I'm kind of living that. You know, I'm 32, but hopefully got a lot of life left ahead. And so I'm trying to, you know, discern and figure out what's next. And in the meantime, I'm going back to school. So I'm getting my MBA from the Kelly School at Indiana. So I've been enjoying that and kind of exercising my mind right now, so to speak, instead of my body. And I'm doing that. Then I'm going to do some things with the Colts, be a part of their Monday night radio show, post-game coverage this fall. So I'm really looking forward to that as well in terms of staying in the game. And, you know, I don't have to go cold turkey, no football. So that'll help me stay around the game a little bit. Yeah, well, and keep me around the team and the organization, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, well, since you mentioned it, as the analyst now on the Monday Night Radio, you'll be breaking down the games, you know, looking back and then also looking ahead to their next one. And, of course, the next one is the opener. This weekend, the Colts go on the road all the way out to Los Angeles to take on the L.A. Rams. Give us your take. I know there's a lot of talk. It's now known Andrew Luck is not going to play. So he's out. And so it could be, if you look at it on paper, which I know you'll say, well, they don't play him on paper. On paper, this looks like a tough matchup, and this looks like might be a tough start to the season for the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing I'll say is every game is tough. You know, I think the average person out there, it's so hard to win in the NFL, home, away, doesn't matter who you're playing. Every week it's really hard to win a football game. And so I look at it, you know, obviously Scott's going to be the quarterback, and Scott's a good friend of mine, and I'll say this about him, nobody's going to prepare harder than him. And he's going to have everything down, and he'll watch a ton of film this week, and I'm fully confident he's going to go out there and play a great game. You know, from my offensive lineman perspective, I look at it, so they hired Wade Phillips. You know, Wade is a longtime defensive coach for a lot of years. We faced off, he was in Houston, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, when he had really good defenses, and he's been in Denver the last couple of years when they won the Super Bowl. That defense. So I know from an O-line perspective, you know, they'll have, Wade's a great D coordinator, been around the NFL forever. And so, you know, that's how I look at it. You know, they'll have a good challenge because they'll have a ton of blitzes, stunts, and games, and they got some good personnel and defense. So, you know, when I watch the game this Sunday and take all my notes, it'll be from the offensive line perspective most often and watching those guys a lot, seeing how they're doing.
Well, are you concerned about how things are up front right now? They had the injury, of course, to the center.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, you know, obviously Ryan, you know, being out hurts. Hopefully he'll be back soon. But I tell you what, a local guy has really impressed me, Deshaun Boyd. He's a rookie out of Warren Central, yep. And he played at Cincinnati. But to come in as a rookie, an undrafted rookie, and make the team, and to go out there and be the starting center week one, he's really impressed me this preseason. I thought he had a great preseason. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he does for real now in week one.
Yeah, did Chris Ballard call you at all and say, come on back one more time? we need your help, Joe. Huh?
No, he knew I was gone. And I, you know, thankfully I've, you know, wanted to lose some weight when I was done and drop some pounds. I'm down about 40 pounds, which has been great. So, you know, I'd be out there at 275 now. I'd have to play a tight end if I was come back.
Well, we're glad that you're doing what you're doing, because it is an opportunity to kind of open a new playbook, and that is a playbook that you've read out of a lot, and that is being a great Catholic man and a leader, an inspiration to really all people in the way that you carry yourself with your faith first. Now, are you a cradle Catholic? Were you born Catholic, or did you become a Catholic earlier in life?
Yeah, I was born cradle Catholic. Yep. You know, my parents, Dave and Jane, we grew up in St. Louis de Montfort Parish in Fishers, and, you know, that's what I grew up with. They were always around. We were always serving. We were always at church and helping people and doing different things. And so that's kind of, you know, just what I grew up in, and that's kind of the template that my family, you know, my dad laid out for me as a man. And then I met my wife, Jill, and she was, you know, not Catholic. She was a non-denominational Christian, and so our journey, you know, for 3 or 4 years from dating to being engaged to getting married was one where, you know, we went to a lot of different churches, and it really forced me to kind of look at my own Catholic faith and, okay, well, why do we do this? And what does this really mean? And I tell you, the more I dug into it and the more I kind of, I would say, relearned my Catholic faith, the more, you know, on fire I got for the Catholic faith. And my wife ended up, you know, one day decided, you know, without my prompting, said, I think I want to go to RCIA and see what it's all about. And I said, okay, great, honey. And she went, and, you know, after the first meeting, she was hooked. And now, you know, she's a convert to the faith, and she's your typical convert, right, where she's, you know, praying the rosary every day and making the rest of our family look bad, I like to say. But it's great because she's super on fire, and she's on fire for the faith as well. So it's been awesome. It's such a blessing for our family.
I know you. I've heard you speak. We're talking with Joe Rice, former lineman for the NFL and the Indianapolis Colts. Your speech, really, I've heard it with high school kids and younger kids about making good decisions, about abstinence, and that is a big part of your message to young men and young women about trying to stay pure and to go into relationships with that not being such a driving force, correct?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, Joe and I made that decision early on in our relationship that's what we wanted to do and to save ourselves for marriage. And I'm so happy that we did, because, you know, society will tell you one thing, right? The pressure of the secular world will say, oh, it's okay, everybody's doing it, this and that. But then when you look at it, you look at, you know, what it means from a Christian perspective, and, you know, not just that it's bad, but how important it is and how good it is when it's done under the right context of, you know, a married man and woman. And so that's something I love to talk to people about, especially young men, because, you know, believe me, we know the challenges that the young guys face, and I tell them, hey, it's harder for you than it was for me. You know, now everything on the internet, and, you know, a lot of bad stuff is one click away, and everybody's got a smartphone now. And so I tell them, hey, it's harder for you guys, but to go out and try to fight that good fight about staying pure and about doing the right things and about really, you know, not just giving in to what you think, you know, feels good or giving in to temptation, but, you know, we need to make sure that we're trying to live our lives out for Christ and do it the way that he would want us to. And if you're able to do that, you know, if you're able to not give in to temptation about just how many, you know, blessings and things later on in life will come good because of that. So that's obviously a message I enjoy talking to kids about, especially, like I said, you know, young men, because, you know, we need all the positive reinforcement and we need all the encouragement we can get.
You get a lot of, I'm sure, different reactions when you give that talk, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And then people from all walks of life, and I say, hey, look, you know, I've been around, you know, sports my whole life, I've been in locker rooms my whole life, and, you know, it's one thing what society will tell you what it really means to be a man. You know, it's another thing what, you know, God and Jesus Christ tell us what it is to be a man. And, you know, kind of trying to shift the paradigm a little bit in their eyes and let them know, hey, you know, just because, you know, everybody's doing it or you know, the world tells you it's okay, doesn't necessarily mean it is, and doesn't mean that we should live our lives that way. You know, at the end of the day, we want to be Christians and live our lives according to God's plan. You know, he's really all that matters, and, you know, he's really the only person we have to answer to at the end of the day.
Joe Wright's retired from the NFL at the age of 32, but I think the Catholic community is now blessed with a man who's going to be charging forward for the Catholic faith for the next 50 years, right, or more.
Yeah, exactly.
Real quickly, you do have an event this week. Now, this show airs both Tuesdays and Fridays. You have an event on Thursday this week with the Women's Care Center. Tell me about that and how people can get involved.
Yeah, so the Women's Care Center is something my wife and I got involved with a few years ago, and it's great. It gives women, you know, basically a second option, you know, and there's one right there on the west side of 86th Street, you know, right next to the Planned Parenthood. It gives women an option, you know, to come in and talk to somebody, and all they do is show women love, and all they do is show them care and say, hey, we just want to help you, we want to love you, you know, we want to show you that unconditional love, you know, that Jesus shows us. And so they have a big fundraiser Thursday night. It's a luxury bingo, so, you know, you go there and play bingo, but, you know, you get great prizes, and I'm going to be one of the celebrity bingo callers.
Good.
So I'm excited about that, but it's Thursday night at 6 o'clock, and it's at the Willows on Westfield. You know, they're just north of Broad Ripple. But anyway, if anybody would like more information or would like to get involved, tickets are, it's just $100, and it's cocktails and food and a lot of fun and some great fellowship, but you're doing it for a great cause, you know, to save lives and to save babies. But the contact number, her name is Claire, and the number, if I can give it, is 574-368-0015.
Do me a favor, say that one more time. You broke up a little right there.
Okay, so the number is 574-360-0015, and her name is Claire, and it's the luxury bingo event Thursday night to support the Women's Care Center. Will be a great night, and it's a wonderful place that's doing amazing things here in Indianapolis.
Okay. Well, thank you for getting involved in that. I know you talk about an issue that you know, nationwide in the political world is so combative, but you're right. If the women just know that there is another option, and that's really what the Women's Care Center does, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's very, you know, it's non-judgmental, it's non-preachy. Like I said, they just, so any woman that walks through the door, she's just shown love. And she's shown love just from the second she walks in until, you know, whenever she leaves. And the great thing about there that we learned is, you know, they're helping women, you know, not just with their pregnancy and not just with the labor and delivery, but however much help they need afterwards, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, they're going to give it to them because they want to help these women and you know, show the women that love and they want to help, you know, the babies. And I think it's a wonderful place that, like I said, it has done, you know, so much good in the Indianapolis location. You know, they're all over the country, but it's really thrived and it's really done well. And I'm looking forward to Thursday night.
All right. Well, Joe.
And continue to work with them.
Joe writes, NFL lineman retired. Thank you so very much. Real quickly, final score, Colts beat the Rams.
A score? I'm not going to give you a score. Just the win is all that matters. It doesn't matter if you win by one or you win by 50. You get the win and have a great plane ride home. Rolling into your home opener 1-0, and that's all what right. I'm excited about. Wishing those guys luck.
All right. Well, good luck with your stuff on the media this year, Monday nights with the Colts Radio Network. That's Joe Wrights. Thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll continue with Catholic Sports Weekly right after this timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Radio is one of the biggest tools that God uses to get truth and hope in life.
To get the truths and the promises of God
into the ears and the hearts of people driving around.
Into the hearts of people through these airways.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. Again, thanks to our guest this week, Father Michael Bauer, newly ordained priest, ordained in June, now at Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville. And, of course, Joe Wrights. Joe Wrights does so much in the community. What a great story, not just Joe, but also his wife and family as they grow and continue to thrive in their Catholic faith. Again, the big week this week in high school football, Friday night, the big game, of course, is Cathedral at Chittard. This game is going to be played at UIndy. That is a 7:30 game. Cathedral's 0-3 to start the year. Chittard is sitting at 1-2, so it's a good opportunity to get out and support the local kids on the high school football fields. This show is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. You can get more information on their organization by going to CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. And if you have a couple questions or just want to send me an email just to talk sports, that's Will with one L, Will@CatholicRadioIndy.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who have touched and are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the sports we all love. Listen each Tuesday and Friday afternoon at 4 for Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Indy. This program is underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ. More information is available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.